Jesus went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter by the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the householder has risen up and shut the door, you will begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, open to us.' He will answer you, 'I do not know where you come from.' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity.' There you will weep and gnash your teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And men will come from east and west and from north and south and sit at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. My dentist, when he works on my teeth, he preaches to me. My dentist is a devout Catholic, and you know that all people who are baptized and confirmed are actually called in some way to preach the gospel. Now, only the priest or the deacon can preach at the Mass, but everyone's called to preach in their own circumstance something about Jesus. And my dentist does this when he's working on my teeth. And he tells me that DMD, which is the professional initials for a dentist, stand for Divine Mercy Dentist. Every time I go to the dentist, he insists that I dress like a priest. I wear my priestly clothes and the collar. And sometimes we'll have other people in the office and he'll say, "Oh, we have a priest here, let him give you a blessing." And he'll have me bless other people. And sometimes I bless the other hygienists in the office. And he'll talk to me about some book he read about some saint. He'll say, "I read a book by Saint Therese of Lisieux, and did you know that she said this?" And, or, "I read something about Saint Faustina in the Divine Mercy devotion book that she wrote," and he'll talk about that. "Or did you read this in the Bible?" And he'll talk about this and about that. And the only thing I can say to him is, because he's working on my teeth. I really can't talk to him. I can't go anywhere, so he's got a captive audience. But anyway, he told me that in the realm of dental health, a lot of people have a problem. The problem is people grind their teeth. They rub their teeth together to the point where they grind them down. Some people right down to the gums. And he once had a man who had ground his teeth down something very fierce and had a lot of problems with that. And he told the man, "Well, we gotta fix this, but you have a deeper problem." He told the patient, he said, "Your deeper problem is you gotta work on your relationship to God. You gotta have more faith. You have to trust in God. You have to seek to do the will of God in your life. You've gotta forgive others." And what happened is that man went on to take more seriously his relationship to the Lord and seek to do the will of God in his life. And he went to forgive others who had harmed him in his lifetime. Now, it's very interesting that when you think about this problem, that Jesus refers to hell as a place of grinding of teeth or gnashing of teeth. He said that in this gospel that I read to you, "There you will weep and gnash your teeth." So hell is real, by the way. And some people will say that, no, there is no hell because Jesus is so nice and loving and he's always about welcoming people. But you know something? It's Jesus himself who gives us most of the teaching we know about the existence and reality of hell. And it's he, Jesus, who'll be the one to say, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity." And so Jesus speaks a lot about the reality of hell. So it is real. We got to take his teaching seriously. He speaks about hell as a place of gnashing of teeth. What is that? It's like you're frustrated. You know, when people are frustrated, they're angry all the time. They have something in their life that won't change and they despise it, and so they carry this frustration with them all the time. Well, hell is an eternal frustration. And it really would be, because you would see that God is the source of your happiness and that you had every opportunity to achieve this happiness, but you freely chose to reject it again and again and again. And you're now stuck forever in your free choice of rejecting the ways of the Lord. and you have this eternal frustration. Well, you know, we can actually live for heaven now, that's called the blessed life, or we can live for hell now, and that would be like a sinful life, a hellish life, or a faithless life. And when we live for heaven, we're living for the purpose for which God made us, so we have a peace within us. When we don't live for heaven, we become frustrated because we have this emptiness within us. Jesus teaches us that eternal loss is this reality of gnashing of teeth, of eternal frustration. My dentist, when he first took me on as a patient, he looked at my teeth and right away he said, "Father Jason, you have the closest thing to resurrected teeth I've ever seen. You don't grind your teeth. You have no evidence of grinding of your teeth." And he was really excited. He took pictures of my teeth and he put them on the screen, and he went around and told the other hygienists that my teeth were like resurrected teeth. But then he noticed I have a mild spot of wear on my teeth, an indication that I do a little bit of grinding of my teeth right here on the corner. And he says it's very mild, it's hardly noticeable unless you actually look for it. And I thought about this. Jesus teaches that when we're not living for God, that we're going to be on that path of gnashing of teeth. And I said, you know, sometimes I grind my teeth. And I started to think about this in context of my relationship to God, and I've noticed over the years that I start to rub my teeth together right here on the corner when I'm not praying as much as I need to be praying. You know, one of the things about we priests is that when we became priests, we made a promise to pray. When we became deacons, we promised to pray also. And we promised to pray more as a priest than we did as a seminarian. I was very fortunate in the seminary that we had Eucharistic adoration almost every day in the seminary for 1 hour. It was required for the whole community, including the faculty. And that set the bar pretty high for us. But you know, we have to pray. Prayer is essential. And when the more we face challenging situations in our life or in the lives of others, when we face persecutions and sufferings and all kinds of difficult things in life, the more we have to pray. That's true for everyone. The more that's going on in your life right now, the more you have to pray. Well, I discovered that when I'm not praying as much as I need to, I start to grind my teeth a little bit. And I take that now as a sign. When I feel myself grinding my teeth, I say, you know what, I gotta pray more. I gotta get back into a more serious rhythm of prayer. Maybe it means I need to go to confession sooner than I was planning on, make a more integral and deeper and profound confession. Maybe I have some people that I need to forgive, you know? And this is something that we should think about. You know, you might have someone in your life that you have to forgive. I know you do because you're like me. You probably have someone in your life's journey who has hurt you some way. That happens to every one of us on this earth. It's sort of the battleground we're in. We're going to be hurt by someone. We have to forgive. Forgiveness is a way that we make sure that the evil that was done to us doesn't live within us. It doesn't, you know, draw the life out of us. Maybe you have some sin in your own life that you're holding on to, that you need to let go of in confession. You got to repent of your sins. You might not even know it, but you have this emptiness within you, this eternal frustration. You're starting to grind your teeth. You feel a frustration that things aren't right. Well, you got to turn away from your sins. Well, we can experience frustration from the harm of others or from our own sins, which rob us of that interior peace. They always do. But another way that we can suffer this sort of frustration is when we face different kinds of sufferings. It might be a physical suffering, a financial one, a personal one, where someone's weakness or malice harms us. Our sufferings can seem temporary, or they can seem as if to have no end in sight. And we start to grind our teeth. We feel frustrated. Why is my life like this? Why do I have to deal with this? Why me? Well, what we have to do in that situation is we need to trust in God. We have to trust that He's got a plan for us, and that the suffering, the cross that He's allowed us to carry, is an opportunity for us to grow in our relationship to the Lord, to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You know, when we are suffering, sometimes we get a little bit selfish. And we're like, my suffering is the only reality that matters. And it's so painful. Then you just start grinding and grinding your teeth. You're so frustrated. But you know, when you suffer, there's a whole lot of people around you who are watching you. They may not think they are, but they are. And your devotion to Christ, your trust in the Most Holy Trinity, can inspire them. You have no idea how many people are lifted up in their own relationship to God, perhaps in the commandment to love others more, when they see you suffer and persevere in your devotion to Christ. Anyway, if you want to have good teeth, then pray more. You never thought that the gospel of Jesus was about dental restoration, but it is. If you think about it, in the resurrection it is. And this restoration is free, because all you have to do is be baptized and repent of your sins and follow Jesus. If you want to have good teeth, pray more. Go to confession regularly and make a good integral confession. Now, by the way, in our modern times, the sacrament of reconciliation absolutely must be a regular part of our life. We can't neglect it. It has to be, especially in our modern times. We need it so much. Go to confession regularly. Forgive others. Forgive others from your heart. Jesus says, unless you forgive your brother from your heart, neither will God your Father forgive you. Forgive others. And above all, trust in God. Trust in Him completely. Trust that His law is good for you and that He is your Father and He's caring for you. With these practices in our life, then we will smile. And our smile won't be fake. It will be real. It'll be a sign of that interior communion with the Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our smile will be real. It'll lift up the spirits of others, and that happiness will be with us in this life's journey and with us forever in the kingdom of heaven. God bless you.